This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers baseball's coming up here at 5 o'clock. They're in Boston to take on the Red Sox. Salute to our Rangers player guest, Patrick Corbin, joined us. Brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. Got a hockey update here for you guys. Pete DeBoer has apparently told Connor Blackwell he could be out for this series. And that is being interpreted as a sign of what you guys just mentioned that last segment. Jason Robertson, who is skating with the third team today, is a very possible go for tomorrow. This is potentially heroic stuff. This is, miracle, maybe hockey toughness coming into play, Brian?
Yeah, hockey toughness always is prevalent this time of year. And talking to Gavin Spittle, the Hockey Hawk, just got done with his Spits and Suds podcast. I'm sure he would tell you about the, with these type of changes, though, with, the power play and stuff like that.
Oh, the penalty kill, losing Blackwell.
Yeah, losing Blackwell on the kills. He's been outstanding. And so, I'm sure that he would be telling you that right now.
You're getting a lot of offense. You got to feel confident we can find a replacement for Blackwell.
Those goals.
Yeah.
Opportunity when, the quick hands around, when things get a little tight and they get a little tough. And the Stars have shown that they could play behind the line. They could play behind the opponent's net and be effective. And that's where Jason Robertson really comes in, where he's able to kind of, they got the size to get a little position, stick down, quick hands, puck on tape, boom, right in the net. That's what they've kind of, when you don't get a lot of shots like they did in that Colorado series, you got to have those sneaky goals that you can get, and that's what Robinson's able to do.
It puts Dadonov on the fourth line, which is fun. Dadonov is my favorite non-star Dallas star. Maybe you have a favorite non-star Dallas star of yours out there at 877-881-1053. But we're going to get the C note here in just a sec. Cowboys news of the evening every day at 325 here on your home of the Cowboys. Josh Morrissey, the Jets defenseman who left game 7, he's going to be a game time decision tomorrow. So that's pretty big. Okay, Chad Reuter, NFL.com, did 16 day 3 picks that could compete for starter snaps as rookies. 11 of 157 day 3 picks started 8 or more games last year, up 1 from the 2023 draft class, but down from 16 in 2022. So not a lot of these guys have a rookie impact, but Chad Reuter, he's picking Jaden Blue as one of them.
Yeah,
Brian, I bet you probably agree with that.
I absolutely. We'll see. Like the whole question, and we'll talk about it a bunch until we see. Can he make sure that he has secure the ball? That's the big thing, the fumbles. And once that, if teams know that he has a problem with that, they're going to try and tackle that ball. But the more that he's able to kind of hold on to things, and you'll get teams not to go after as much, but man, he has got a chance to be a big time player for you.
If he's not the guy, I think your scheme better be amazing. because I think you could be in real trouble. I don't see either of the other players they have, Lipke, Vaughn, Williams, Sanders, none of them can be guys that you can build a rushing attack around. If it's not blue, you're done for or need to make a trade.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess you could cross your fingers that the Clemson guy, Omafa, can give you a little something. But of the veterans that you have in there, and Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders, there's no confidence whatsoever. Jaden Blue's got to be an impact player for you. And he has that ability. I think the instant impact is obvious there. Yeah. But I'm looking to give Javonte Williams as little a touch as possible.
Yeah, yeah, me too. You know, I think there's...
Throw it to him, let him block, that kind of stuff. Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you on that.
Interesting. Does Mafa compare? Remember Jalen Smith's brother? What was his name? Rod Smith. Running back. He was big.
Big, kind of. Yeah.
Just couldn't make anybody miss.
No, very similar. Kind of what they call a track runner. Okay. Where you get on the track and just kind of go.
Yeah.
Yeah, very similar to that type. I mean, he can be very, very physical with the ball in hand. That's his bread and butter right there. Handing the ball, let him hit the hole, and then try and let people, like, he'll bounce off some people, but he's not going to create a whole heck of a lot for you.
Okay, Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, also writing about running back today as we're going through here, the C-note, the latest headlines here on America's Team. The focus is, okay, here's the takeaway. How interesting is this? Both Williams and Sanders have had seasons where they caught 50-plus passes in a season. Obviously, Jaden Blue is a guy that made plays in the passing game, the two touchdowns against Ohio State in the playoffs and all that. Most everybody saw that. But, you know, the big takeaway is, are the Cowboys, like, getting ready to deploy an army of running backs that are constantly going to be making the defense wonder, are they running it or catching it? We got guys coming out of the backfield. That's the kind of creativity, I think, that asks questions of the defense that could give you an...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Edge. And if you have multiple of them, you're not going to worry about them getting tired, you know? So I think that would be that. That to me makes me wonder, as Nick's writing about that, like, do they have in mind that we're going to have this super versatile running back room so we can constantly give you that look of, are we running or are we passing? And, you know, hopefully start to get some more favorable looks for Dak and man downfield.
Yeah, the problem is if you just have no productive running backs, then they don't care at all about you. They won't respect your run game in any way. You know, like, those guys still have to be productive. I understand the glass half full way of looking at it there. For Nick, you're trying to keep teams off balance for sure. But if nobody really is a threat when you do hand him the ball, then what the heck does it matter? It's going to be same old. Dak, can you beat us?
Yeah, and then that's when, you know, I think scheme and offensive line could make the opportunity so great. You know, but you're one player away at least at left tackle from having that kind of an offensive line. And we can keep our fingers crossed the scheme is there. But I like, you know, that sort of, you know, mindset. And maybe the players aren't there, but the window into what the coaching staff is thinking. I like the process. I like the setup. Maybe it's not the right players. We go to Richard Paolinelli inside the Star headline. Is 2025 Mozzie Smith's last chance? Is he that bad, Brian?
Oh, I think that we've talked about how he's improved in division games. The Giants games, Commanders, Eagles, played much better. Was more of a consistent player. But yeah, I think so. that if, you know, if Mozzie Smith goes out and you don't see growth, you don't see, you know, more consistency, more consistent play, yeah, we're going to be talking about, you know, one technique guys. Maybe JT, you know, will come in and help. But I think that this is really kind of the balls in Mozzie's court right now. He's got to come out and be able to play much better than what he showed at times, you know, last year.
This Tiger Besh, Jack Besh story is just so sad, isn't it? I think this is probably the third or fourth time I've seen it up there on the TV. Just unbelievable, you know, how those things come together like that. Connor Live Say, headline, blogging the boys, the Cowboys still need to decide on a starting nickel corner. Your options to work with, you brought in Kyir Elam, you had Kalen Carson, you had Josh Butler, Mukuwamu, and then some long shots there. If the third rounder Revell is healthy, how is this cornerback configuration going to come together?
He's a boundary guy, isn't
he? I don't think you're going to play. Yeah, I don't think you're going to play him inside. So,
but does that free up Bland to go inside at that point?
Yeah, you could play Bland on the inside, and then but you can maybe think about playing Carson too. Would be another way that you might navigate that. Carson, listen, if Carson can show up at the OTAs, the mini camps, and go out there and look like okay, he can handle this, because he is capable. He is capable of being a good corner for you. You know, he just got caught in a situation where he got hurt in training camp. He missed a lot of time, and then they threw him into the action, and he wasn't ready to play. His confidence wasn't any good. So he needs to come back in a different mindset for this football team. And if he does, that will surely help them with their situation of how they're going to line up and try and defend like 11 personnel stuff.
Do you think they're reckless with what they have healthy to start a season? Or will this be sufficient? Kind of looks like they're hoping the line of scrimmage is great and their linebackers are pretty good.
I think they're hoping their front seven are pretty good, yeah.
Because Revell likely week one, he'll either be hurt or will be a rookie.
Yeah, right now the bet, I believe he'll be ready to go. That's just kind of what I think right now. But you know, like for Diggs, no, I don't think Diggs will be ready to go, but I think Revell will be ready. And if that's the case, yeah, you're putting a rookie out there, but man, that kid sure is talented.
CBS Sports wrote, one reason for optimism for all 32 teams after the draft and free agency. What'd they do for the Cowboys?
That they addressed the right guard spot.
No, I might go for that. They said Dak Prescott returning to health.
Okay.
Dallas can look forward to getting their starting quarterback on the field and healthy. Last season, Dak was limited to just 8 games due to a hammy. Landed him on the injured reserve, but he's expected to be healthy. While the veteran's 2-5 playoff record casts doubt on his ability to push the Cowboys through the postseason, Prescott is 76-46 throughout the regular season, which sets up Dallas for a rebound after a 7-10 season in 2024. I hope he's healthy, and I don't hold the playoff record that much against him. I think lesser quarterbacks have won the Super Bowl. But I just don't know if he's going to be healthy right now. I think that's questionable journalism.
Yeah. There's no way to know for sure exactly what you're going to get from a health standpoint with him, and how mobile is he going to be. I mean, that's one of the biggest remaining questions as we go into the season. Obviously, we'll get a taste in Oxnard for how he's moving around and whatnot, but you won't know until you get into the season. And I think it'll be a hold-your-breath type season. Every time he takes off or every time he gets hit, you're going to be like, is he going to get back up here?
Yeah, it's going to take a while to rebuild that confidence, and I don't know how bold he's going to be. You know, Dak Prescott, I mean, has been a really productive quarterback, but he's really been at his best when he could run a little bit. And now we're at a point in his career where we might actually be talking about, no, don't run at all. Don't get chased down. You know, you're going to have to be throwing it away because we have to now avoid injury. And I think it was at that point with Tony Romo where they were like, okay, we need a succession plan here. We can't continue much longer like this. And you know what, Dak has had the leg and then the shoulder and the calf again, and now to add this hamstring to it, I think an injury of substance this year makes the Cowboys pretty inclined to move on by the time we get to next spring. I think the end could come pretty quick.
Yeah.
Okay, Krusty's Corner's coming up next, though. Brian, where are you taking him?
Yeah, yesterday I went through some of the undrafted free agents. I've got 3 more that we could talk about today. We'll do that next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.